Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago. And you can check out the How to Do Everything podcast. This week, none other than Jesse Klein tells you how to be a stand-up comedian. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. Who's this?
Morgan Hartman from Miami.
Hey, Morgan, how are you?
I'm doing great.
That's great. You? Morgan is a nice name. And Miami is a beautiful place. What do you do there?
I work for a wine import company. We import wine from Argentina, and I cover the Southeast. But I sell a lot of wine to Miami.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Is a particular kind of wine that Miami enjoys?
Malbec.
Really?
Malbec is hot.
Malbec is hot?
Yep.
Let me ask you a question, because I'm always genuinely curious. Can people really tell the difference, or is it just like, oh, I want a Malbec because that's what's hot?
Well, it depends on how much you drink. At the beginning, the first sip you can tell, but after about five, no.
Really?
Doesn't matter.
I feel like you just gave up a big secret.
Yeah. That's when I just start drinking the spittoon.
Yeah.
It's fine.
You don't notice. Don't get proud.
Well, welcome to the show, Morgan. It's a pleasure to have you. Of course, Carl Castle is now going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can successfully complete two out of three of these limericks, you will be a winner. You ready to play?
I am.
All right. Here is your first limerick.
As our first baby is having a tinkle, our party plans suffer a wrinkle. We can't spare an hour to hold a whole shower. We'll settle for just a small...
sprinkle?
Right! For the second kid, we learned this week, many moms are now skipping the big elaborate baby shower, and they're going with a more low-key event called a baby sprinkle. Among the suggested gifts, a smock to protect against the other kind of baby sprinkle. The idea is that instead of bringing the more big-ticket items like, you know, cribs and strollers, guests bring more practical gifts for moms of multiple kids, like diapers or effective birth control.
We'll also get the new arrival used to living in their older sibling's shadow right off the
exactly,
bat.
Exactly, yeah. Here is your next limerick.
The queen sets aside her wee tea. This Christmas, she says, come see me. When giving my speech, I will seem within reach. I will be filmed and broadcast in...
TV?
Not TV. It's sort of a format.
I'm stumped.
How about 3D?
Yeah. 3D?
For the first time ever, Queen Elizabeth's annual televised Christmas greeting will be delivered to viewers in 3D. Because if there's anything that's really better in 3D that gains from that format, it's an old lady sitting perfectly still.
This is just her way of saying to Prince Charles, I'm going to live forever.
Here is your last limerick.
We're update obsessed teens and tweens, and our pants will tell where we have been. The cloth in our seats is sending out tweets. Our updates are sent from our...
jeans?
Yes! An Italian jeans maker has created jeans that automatically tweet your location and mood, as selected by you. The jeans also tweet their own messages like, God, please wash me, it's been weeks. They hope it'll be more successful than their tweeting corduroys, which would only tweet hashtag...
How do your jeans know your mood?
Yeah. Well, that's a good...
maybe I should have just accepted
Tom,
that.
Please.
Yeah. Apparently, what you do is
call me old-fashioned.
There's a little control panel that you press. You say, oh, I'm in a happy mood, and you press the happy button, and your jeans tweet.
Oh, I see. So you can... I see. So it's not like a mood ring where your jeans just sort of know.
Yeah. Right.
I'm feeling gassy.
Yeah.
Just one example. There's many more that could suddenly popped into my head.
Italians came up with this.
The Italians?
Ironic, because they wear their jeans so tight, you know how they're feeling.
Yeah.
From six blocks away.
Carl, how did Morgan do in our quiz?
Morgan, you had two correct answers, so congratulations. You win our prize.
Well done.
Thank you.
Thanks for playing, Morgan.
Thank you very much.